This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Power Cat Podcast, GoPowerCat.com's Kansas State Athletics Show. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, from the GPC studios, here's your host, GoPowerCat publisher, Tim Fitzgerald.
Welcome to the overtime. It's Friday, and we're going to have a little fun today with the overtime. If you don't know what the overtime is, it's the questions that we really shouldn't ask or be answered or whatever. And you guys ask them, we answer them, and you get the whole gist. And I add in a few things. Although I'm noticing the longer we do the overtime, the fewer sound clips that get into the overtime. I started with the greatest of intentions. And last week I was like, meh, that's good enough. Like 3, 4. So, I hope we really have some good stuff here so I have some material to work with. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Lots,
I don't know what
lots of copyrighted music probably going to get used.
Yeah, it's always worrisome that it'll get flagged.
We might have to just hum and sing it ourselves, Wags.
Later in the podcast. That'll be great. That'll be really entertaining. We're sponsored by The Fridge. Speaking of humming, when you think of liquor stores, it's a real humdinger.
Can't you see that the old man's nuts?
Nuts, am I?
Wow, Kevin pays us for that.
That's like we got paid for that. That's it. That's my endorsement for this week for The Fridge. Get into The Fridge whenever you're in town. Make sure you support local businesses. Let's get going with your questions from Wabash Station. Cole, you got them?
Sure.
Okay, here's Cole. Midnight. Did I introduce everyone?
No.
I'm Fitz. That's Zach. That's Cole. That's Ryan.
Done.
This is dude to my left. Daphne's behind me, and Darla is asleep, possibly dead in the corner.
Wow, we called Ryan by his first name and only his first name.
Yeah, he got demoted.
Which Go Power Cats? Wow. Ryan is here.
Oh, that's Ryan Goose Gilbert and Cole Midnight Carmody.
Go, okay, midnight, there we go.
Midnight go.
K-Ned asks, which is more corny on the Zach hates corny scale? Pound the Stone versus Matt Campbell's five-star culture.
They're both pretty corny.
Five-star culture.
They're both pretty corny. And they're good for about a year. If you're using them after a year, you need to hit up the Royals marketing department because somehow every year they come up with a new slogan for the season that gives you hope that they won't go 62-100. But we're well on our way there, aren't we?
Is Win the Dang Day included in this or is that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think they've kind of wandered off that a little bit. I mean, I feel badly. I think it's just something he said at that initial thing and it stuck. And Pound the Stone, he picked up from his friend Ben who picked up from someone else. So maybe it's time to move on. Maybe it's, I don't know. You can't row the boat. You can't saw the wood. Everyone's done this.
What about chop the wood?
Chop the wood?
Keep chopping wood?
Keep chopping wood?
No.
I mean, we got to come up with some new metaphors for these coaches to use as cliches.
Got to get better every day. If you're not getting better, you're getting worse.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all?
Intricate values.
Intrinsic.
I had a stroke.
Yeah, you didn't. It didn't work at all.
What did I? Intrinsic?
Intrinsic. And you said intricate. Which is.
Yeah.
I mean, you
intricate,
could, make it
you could have some intricate values.
What would be a good social media like keep posting TikToks? I don't know. You know, to keep going forward, even though nobody's viewing your TikToks, just keep posting. I don't know.
Tweet the tweet.
Tweet. Keep tweeting, man. Keep tweeting. Like, persist. I'm tired of them.
Fight the good fight.
Try hard.
Try hard. That's. I think they use that in the basketball program.
I think
the play hard shirt.
I don't know which one
I'm
is more
kinda
corny.
I'm kind of over them. But you got to understand that Pound the Stone. We as fans live with it forever, and the players come and go. So.
That's why we like the Royals that can come up with some sort of pun each year then they haven't recycled.
They should have never given up on you've got a hit on your hands because you could add an S to hit and it would be just as accurate.
Got a hits on your hand?
That's exactly. That's probably the wrong end of hit attitude. Let's go to another question.
Now the next question from ContraCat. Rapid fire with no duplicate panel responses. What is one sightseeing thing you would do in each of these locations? Okay. New York City.
Times Square for me. I'll take Times Square. Why not? That's touristy. None of the locals go there, allegedly.
Ryan Gilbert, what would you do in New York City?
I'd go to 9/11 Memorial.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yankees Red Sox game at Yankee Stadium.
That's a good one. I'll go see Broadway. There we go.
Okay.
Los Angeles.
Disney World. Excuse me. Disneyland. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that I blurted out Disney World.
That was awful.
I'm embarrassed.
Do something I might regret on the Hollywood sign.
Oh.
Wait, wow. On the, like, you're going to trespass up to the big Hollywood letters and...
I don't know what I'll do.
And
it's an unwritten book.
You know, when I'm
take
up there,
your clothes off. That's what it makes it sound like.
When I'm up there, the wood part doesn't work. It's just Holly.
I would probably go to, like, a really nice Gucci store and wait for somebody famous to come in.
I'd probably go to a Gucci store so Cole could see me. I don't know. I don't know what I'd do.
Cole. I can just imagine. All right, family vacation. Kids, we're going to go to the Gucci store.
First of all, Cole, have you seen Pretty Woman? The movie, Pretty Woman.
Okay. No, I haven't.
Is it Pretty Woman or is it Pretty Women?
Woman.
Okay.
You, in this scenario, are Julia Roberts going to the Gucci store.
How much is this, Marie?
It's very expensive.
It's very expensive.
Look, I got money to spend in here.
I don't think we have anything for you. You're obviously in the wrong place. Please leave.
You will be asked to leave because you're below those standards. I might go to the Cecil Hotel.
Oh, that's a great idea. Can I join you with that?
Yeah, so well, I take it you've watched that special on Netflix. Oh,
yeah. That was amazing, wasn't it?
I need to watch it.
There's a TikTok account where the guy just posts all the time. He lives across. So he shows video of lights turning on and off and how haunted it is. And I saw someone else say, you realize that the homeless have now broken in there and are living in there because it's right on the edge of the homeless community in L.A. It's
Skid Row.
Like, it's like 50,000 people. That's how bad it's gotten. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. It's this huge area of L.A. now. It's just tense. Crazy.
Houston.
Oh, I'd probably not do that.
I probably wouldn't go either.
I was going to say, what is there to do in Houston?
I'd go to Whataburger.
Oh, I'd go to like an Astros game or something just to go see the stadium.
Astros? Yeah.
I would want to go break inside of the Astrodome.
Is it still around?
Yeah.
Really?
Still up. Cole, that's not a bad answer. I'd join you.
Yeah, there we go.
We can get arrested together.
Okay.
Gils and I are going to get a car and drive to Galveston and get drunk on the beach.
Fair. That's not that far from there, so
I know.
You'd have some fun. Chicago.
Oh, I love Chicago so much.
I'm going to Chicago this summer.
Plus,
so
Chicago's great for tourists, or if you want to do a little crime, it's really available to you. That's an option.
Is going to a restaurant sightseeing?
Yes.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm either going to go to Chino's East or Billy Goat's Tavern. Specifically the one underneath Michigan Avenue.
So I was going to go to a Cubs and White Sox game on a Friday afternoon.
That'd be awesome.
But then we looked at tickets and realized it was $175 for one ticket for the upper deck.
Not awesome.
So we're changing our trip around, but going to a White Sox Cubs game on a Friday afternoon at Wrigley Field would be the one thing I would want to do.
Gills, Chicago.
I'm going to go to the Bean and take a selfie. post on social media.
There we go.
Dork.
Okay, you got to help me out here. What's that? The bean.
You don't know what the bean is, I no Fitz?
Well, I
what?
Do.
Go.
Hey, I do in some definitions, but not this one.
Go find any girl's Instagram that's been to Chicago, and congrats, you've seen the bean.
Oh, the reflective thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't know it's called the bean. Yeah, that's awesome.
Congrats.
My wife and I encountered something really cool. I'm into like old music, like Sinatra, that era. We were staying near the Drake. We weren't staying at the Drake. The Drake Hotel is a historic downtown Chicago hotel, old school, mafia era. And it's where my parents actually honeymooned. They went to the Drake in downtown Chicago when they got married way back in, I think, the 1830. Might be wrong on that.
Yeah, your dad was like, hey, I know we're in Northwestern right now, but let's go take a trip downtown and have a little honeymoon.
Yeah, well, they were living in Michigan at the time. Okay. So my wife and I stumbled into the Drake last time we were there, which has been a few years now, and went to the hotel bar. Sounds fairly unspectacular, and the bar itself wasn't spectacular. What was spectacular was they had a lounge singer. A piano player and a Sinatra-style lounge singer that was out of this world. And we sat there for like 3 hours drinking martinis and listened to the standards, and it was like being in a time capsule. It was really cool. Really cool. So I would do that again. I want to do that every time I'm in Chicago now.
What about in Dallas?
I'll go to a football game. I'll go to K-State and Stanford.
As much as I like Dallas,
I don't think Dallas is that spectacular.
It's not a sightseeing city.
No.
I enjoy going to Dallas. Don't get me wrong.
Can you include Fort Worth in this?
Sure.
No, but yeah, if you want. Fort Worth more than Dallas.
Have you been to the Stockyards? I haven't been there.
No.
That's one place I would be.
I wouldn't go to Billy Bob's. That's what I would do. If we're including Fort Worth, I'd go to Billy Bob's for a concert.
I guess I've technically been to the Stockyards because I like going to Joe T. Garcia's, but it's not really visiting the Stockyards to go to a restaurant, my opinion. But I don't know what I'm doing in Dallas. Like, I visit family. I go to the mall. Like,
eat crappy
it's just
barbecue.
You can find good barbecue there. It's not like going to Memphis.
Like, I'm sorry I'm going to offend people from Dallas, but every time I go to Dallas, I kind of feel like Dallas is the strip mall of Texas. Like, it's just like, here's stuff and here's stuff and here's stuff.
I mean, it literally is strip mall after strip mall.
I mean, I've already done the Book Depository Museum, which is badass. And no, he didn't make that shot. No.
JFK. Yeah. I mean, you do it once, but I guess I've been to Dallas enough times that, I don't know, I'd probably just go to the mall.
Gills, what would you do in Dallas?
Some sort of sporting event.
Oh, okay. I was hoping you'd say like murder spree.
That might be another city. We'll keep that in mind though.
Okay, that's good.
San Antonio.
Oh.
Can we come back to the previous question?
I would probably fall into the Riverwalk and lose my iPhone. Zach, what would you do?
Man, probably go to a nightclub that might be named after a Russian government building.
Okay, can I go with you? Because then I'll fall in the. This is hitting too close to home,
and then spend the next day at the Apple Store.
Yeah.
While also going up to Austin to watch qualifying of a United States Grand Prix. Yeah, that's what I'd do with my time in San Antonio.
I would, this is going to be an answer that I can guarantee you, since we can't duplicate answers, I'm going to take one right now you guys won't take. I would go find my buddy Chase Shannon and have beers with him, former Wichita TV guy.
Maybe if that would have happened, I wouldn't have woken up in a hospital if he would have joined me.
That's true. Hey, folks, I hate to break into the podcast right now. We'll get some breaking news. Darla is not dead. My 15-year-old Scottish Terrier just woke up. She's up. She's not dead. Back to the Power Cat podcast.
I was going to say the Alamo. Is that too basic?
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's cool.
It's small.
Okay, history question.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this, Ryan.
Oh, boy.
What happened at the Alamo?
Was it some? I think I know this. Mexico and Texas?
Oh, my God. He got it right, sort
yes.
of.
Let's go.
Do you know who was the main figure at the Alamo?
Bob Alamo.
Ha 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 ha!
Well, that's the podcast title, Overtime Podcast, The Fight for Bob Alamo. And it's going to be a picture of the Alamo just right there on the thumbnail.
Okay, that's it. I'm not even going to give you the answer. Washington, D.C.
Wait, I never gave my answer to San Antonio.
Oh,
what is it? What?
If there's any Dave and Buster's in the area, I'd love to play some games.
That's what all of these should have been. You pick Dave and Buster's. Mine should have been go to the Hard Rock Cafe. And the one in Dallas closed, though, which is kind of sad. But
I thought all the Hard Rock Cafes were closed except the casinos.
No.
Okay.
St. Louis is closed. Dallas is closed, but... I don't think I'm embarrassed to say this, but I've been to quite a few Hard Rock Cafes in my time.
Mm. Well done!
Mm. Riley and I went to in Atlanta.
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. I really hate that place. Oh, I'd go back to the Holocaust Museum.
Dang it, Fitz.
I didn't spend enough time there. Is there a Civil Rights Museum there now? Was that in Mississippi? Where's that at? That's in Memphis.
I'm not sure.
That's in Memphis. Duh. Because I wasn't able to go. Okay, now you got to come up with something different since I took the...
Well, I will say maybe you don't have to go to Washington, D.C. to do that because at Union Station in downtown Kansas City, they just opened up a Auschwitz museum on exhibit.
The exhibit? That's
yes.
Cool. Yeah, we go there quite a bit for their exhibits.
Yeah, cool. I'm wanting to do that. But if I was in D.C., I went in D.C., I want to say like 4 years ago, there was this place, it was called Raise the Steaks. And I had the best steak I've ever had in my life there. I would go back there again.
How do they spell raise?
R-A-Y. Hmm. Apostrophe S, the steaks. Huh. So it's Raise Steakhouse.
Cool. Nice. Very creative, Ray. Good job.
My brother is going to George Mason in the fall for law school.
Really?
So I think I'd go visit him, have a beer or a beverage with him.
Go.
That's not sightseeing, but okay.
Go. No, that's fine.
What if his apartment's...
Go get drunk in D.C. and hit on some political aides.
Oh.
Will do.
Also, I will say, right now, one of my friends, who is the student ambassador at K-State, she's the female student ambassador at K-State, is interning for, I want to say, Jerry Moran.
Mm-hmm.
And so she is in Washington, D.C. And I told her I was going to go visit her this summer, but I don't think that's going to happen.
You're fake.
You're a liar. No. You lie to women.
Mine's probably a lame answer.
What?
But when I went, I really enjoyed riding the metro around. It was nice.
That's very strange.
But... The thing is, I love there's a lot of older stations when you get closer to downtown. There's a very distinct architecture in these subway stations that I would love to just kind of walk around in and check out because they're cool. I don't know how else to put it.
Okay.
They are very interesting to me.
He's going to ride the light rail everywhere he goes.
It's not light rail. It's proper. It's a proper metro.
Oh, man. I'm from Kansas. I don't know.
From Who for KSU.
Hoof.
What is your favorite summertime tradition?
Oh, boy. Hold on.
We've kind of talked about this a little bit.
I don't really have one.
Cole loves the lake. I know that.
I don't want to get called out again on Wabash.
You deserved it for that.
Didn't we team up?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. Summertime tradition. I used to go to Vegas every summer, and now I don't do that.
Now you're lame and just have a bunch of points that just... Look at me. I'm Fitz. I collect hotel points for fun.
It always sucks because the best time to go to Vegas is exactly when I can't go to Vegas. When it's the pools are open, but like football season, and you can gamble on games. I don't know. It kind of sucks I can't go.
Summertime tradition. I think for me, besides going to a baseball game, because I feel like every single overtime I have to reference going to a baseball game, going to the pool is extremely underrated because you can get a lot of things accomplished. Not only, listen, hear me out.
Okay. We're believe me, we're going to hear you out.
Not only can you get in the water if you want to get that swim on, you know, like why would you have to go to the lake? People swim in the lake. That's disgusting. You can swim in a pool.
Okay.
Also disgusting, bud.
Not as disgusting. You know, whatever.
Have you never peed in a swimming pool?
Nope.
Okay. You're the only one and not...
Hey, I'm not a peer in the swimming pool either.
Okay.
I don't do that.
The main thing that I go to the pool for, this is going to sound very not manlike, but I tan. I like to tan.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you check out the chicks.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
That's very manlike.
That's why you have some sunglasses on and you just sit there and you can enjoy a beverage. You can tan. And you
Zach, can
look
you hook
them
up with a job at the pool?
No.
Be a lifeguard.
No.
Is the pool not on your favorite summertime tradition list?
Since I worked there for 6 years, not really. No, I haven't, it's been years since I've paid to get into a pool. I couldn't tell you the last time I went to a pool, paid in it, or
well,
paid to get in it.
Neighborhood pool is more what I'm talking
about. Yeah. I guess I've been to water parks, but that was like when Schlitterbahn still existed, I enjoyed that. I think the last time I went to Schlitterbahn might have been the time I rode Varuk.
I'm doing a little research over here. In a pool with 110,000 gallons of water, so maybe like Olympic size, a pretty big pool, the researchers found over a three-week period, swimmers released basically 8 gallons of urine are in the pool at one time. Now, when you stop and think that it's 110,000 gallons, it's, you know, less than 1%. Certainly, it's less. It's really minute amount. But it is still 8 gallons of urine.
How many parts per million is that, Fitz? Because that's where you get into it.
Well,
parts
okay. Then
per million.
Look up how much human feces is in a normal lake.
What'd you say?
If you want to talk about swimming in a lake compared to swimming in a pool, it's very comparable.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to look that up because that grosses me out worse than
human feces.
It's going to ruin my,
yes.
my lake trip.
Yeah. Yeah, pools are kind of gross at times. They can be if you don't take care of them. That's why hotel pools, if you go into the hotel lobby and you're going to the elevator and you got an indoor pool and you can smell it, don't get in that pool.
Yeah, that was the thing. That was
don't get in that pool.
The most revealing moment in PowerCat podcast history when Zach explained this to us and we didn't believe it, so we looked it up and it is indeed true. You are not smelling the chlorine. You are smelling the chlorine interacting with urine. Chlorine in water does not smell at all. Chlorine interacting with urine smells like what we think is chlorine. So if you walk in and you can smell chlorine, the only reason you smell it is there's a lot of urine in that pool. We looked it up.
Or sunscreen.
True.
Anything that's bonding with the chlorine. It doesn't necessarily have to be urine. What is urine?
It's urine.
Yeah. It just means that the pool is not very well maintained. And you don't want to get into a well in a poorly maintained pool. Or hot tub.
But back to the question. Summer tradition. Vegas pool every summer for many years. And it was a great time. But now I'm too old.
Probably 4th of July fireworks for me. I'll buy fireworks. It's gotten less and less, but like I have my hits. You know, you got to get the rockets, launch those off, a strip of black cats,
well,
artillery shells.
We're going to be on vacation for the 4th, and you guys are going to have a key so you can come in and podcast. You might want to come over and see Crazy Will's firecracker festivities. It's unbelievable.
Bring some safety goggles, it sounds like.
Bring an umbrella. Bring fire retardant clothing, have the hose ready to put the fire out at our house. Yeah, all that.
The humans will be right back.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The ads are done. Speak humans.
Next question from Who for KSU. Are you a pie or cake guy? This is going to get intense. I have a
100%er cake.
Oh my God.
Cake over pie all day, every day. Give me a birthday cake any day of the week. I went to Hy-Vee last week and they had a big table of just $5 cakes up at the front. You know, whatever flavor you wanted, white cake, velvet cake, chocolate cake.
Shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole, shrimp gumbo, pan fried, deep fried, stir fried. There's pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp.
Shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger, shrimp sandwich.
Any type of cake you want, white cake, chocolate cake, velvet cake. Amazing cakes. Okay, $5. I love cake, not pie.
Okay, but there's nothing that replaces a nice warm piece of apple pie with vanilla ice cream.
Wrong.
What if you don't like ice cream, like me?
You don't eat anything that's not a salad or a grilled chicken. So
correct.
Are you going to answer this question?
You know what's an acceptable pie?
Cake.
Cake?
You know what's an acceptable pie, Cole? A pizza pie.
I'm telling you, pie is the way to go. This should not even be a question. Apple pie, pumpkin pie is another one that's amazing. Key lime pie?
Horrible.
What?
Horrible.
When are you eating pumpkin pie, Cole?
Oh, Thanksgiving.
The only
and
time I
Christmas?
Eat pie is
no.
When my family members make it on a holiday. I don't want to make them feel bad. I'm like, sure.
Blueberry
I'll have a piece
pie.
Just to make you happy.
You are the odd man out, Cole.
What about the French silk pie? Oh my God.
I haven't answered yet.
Okay. You like carrot cake.
Thanks for the
definitely
dog shit.
Like carrot cake.
I don't know what that was. I am equally split between apple pie and carrot cake. So I will compromise and say both.
But carrot cake is more of a traditional, quote unquote, pie.
What?
Like if you were to hear me out.
No. Yeah, I'm with you.
So it's not what people think of as normal cake.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, it's
carrot cake's cake.
That's a valid point.
But hold on. Is cheesecake cake? It's called cake, but it looks a lot more like pie.
Cheesecake is not cake.
I think cheesecake kind of looks like a cheese wheel if it's the right flavor.
Ooh.
Let's be real. Mm.
I think of cake, I think of ice cream cake and birthday cake.
You think of ice cream cake first? Get out of here. Ice cream cake can go sit down.
I don't think it has legs.
I think it'll melt before
it's
it
science.
Is. Okay. Sticking with the food trend, Who for KSU wants to know, would you rather have a Whataburger in Bill Snyder Family Stadium or a vodka bar?
Oh. Well.
Is there a third option for Bush Light?
Okay, let's be clear, though. When I'm at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, I'm working. So I need the Whataburger. I need the vodka bar postgame somewhere else. So, no, I'm going Whataburger.
I think they should put the vodka bar in Bramlage. Because you'll probably need a drink after you interview Bruce.
I just need a drink in Bramlage. Yeah.
Whataburger.
I would
absolutely
agree. And
sure.
I think Whataburger is more tangible too. If Whataburger comes to Manhattan, they could.
Hey, if they've got a truck, do they still have the truck out at Royals games? Or is that just a short term?
Whataburger?
Thing?
Yeah. I didn't see one last night.
I heard they put a truck out there a while ago. Maybe it was a one off.
Maybe they close it at the third inning.
Maybe people go and watch the game in the third inning. Gills.
Weirdo.
From Wagcat.
Oh, this guy.
Musical group or performer you're ashamed to admit that you like.
Well, I don't think I'm ashamed. There was a day when Wagcat tried to shame me out of Pink. I'm not ashamed of that.
I thought it was going to be Pink.
That's why he asked this question. It's about me and my love of Pink as a singer and a female. Who else?
I'm with you on that.
I love Michael Bublé. I just mentioned I like the standards. We've seen Bublé four times. We were supposed to see him a fifth time, and then the pandemic hit.
I thought he retired from performing.
No.
No? Still doing it?
He took a break, but he came back.
What about you, Zach?
I don't listen to them all the time, and I wouldn't say that I even particularly like them, but I don't hate them. It's Nickelback. You can find a banger here or there. It's fine. Nickelback was, I don't know, a dumb punching bag in early social media times, like 10 years ago. It was just kind of like, you know, sure, some of their songs, eh. Listen now, some of them are bangers.
What? I have a question for you guys. What concert costs 45 cents?
Nickelback. Nickelodeon.
Nickelback.
50 cents or 50 cent featuring Nickelback.
I like it. That's a horrible joke. It's a
wow. Are you sure you don't have children?
Grandchildren.
Father's Day is coming up, Cole. Congrats.
To answer this question for me, I'm a Kesha fan.
Ooh, okay.
I was a huge Kesha fan. And I'm not going to lie, sometimes, you know, when you're driving back and forth from Kansas City to Manhattan, that two-hour drive can get a little bit boring. If I throw on some Kesha, she has about five or six good songs that can get me through about 30 minutes or so. I consider myself a Kesha fan.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that era of old throwbacks. Like Sean Kingston would be my answer here.
Sean Kingston!
What a G.
Ryan Black always loved when I say Sean Kingston.
Okay, fair enough.
He makes me do it.
I'd like to drop in right now that I have drank with Kesha.
What?
Where?
I didn't know it at the time. When I was going to KU-Med all the time, I would go in on Sunday nights. After my TV show in Lawrence, I'd just drive into Kansas City and have an appointment on Monday morning at KUI. And I'd stay at the President. I was really good friends with the bartender. And Sunday nights were slow. So typically, you know, I'd go have a couple drinks, get off work, go to another bar and have drinks. And there was people in the bar that night. And I was still at the bar and they were eclectic looking people. All guys, one female, unspectacular. And she kept coming up and ordering drinks and she paid everything. And he goes, "You realize who that was?" And I have no idea. And she says, "Well, Kesha was in concert at what's that little theater down Midland?"
Yeah, Midland.
Yeah. And on a Sunday night, and they were staying at the President, drinking at the bar. And I would have, without makeup, you would never recognize her.
Wow.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 4.
What? Mm-hmm. You just ruined Kesha for me.
Maybe 5. I know.
What about musicians you can't stand? Or simply don't get what all the fuss is about, from Wagcat once again.
That's a good one. Honestly, this is going to be cultural and age, but most rap. I think some of it's very good, and some of it is so auto-tuned now that it's not even the musician anymore. Oversampled, over-auto-tuned, it really bothers me. And most country rap, I want to kill people.
You're not going to like my answer, Fitz. Go. It's actually Pink. No, there was a time probably 5 years ago where she was completely overplayed on the radio to the point where it was just ridiculous. Couldn't stand it. Still probably turn it off if she comes on today. I'm glad she doesn't really have anything popular right now. What I like about pop music right now, top 40 music, most there's a lot of diversity right now. There's not really anybody that's completely dominating.
There's a lot of truth to that. It seems like I hear songs, I'm like, who's that? Who's that?
There's a lot of newcomers, and maybe for better or for worse, they don't necessarily stick around that much.
Do you think it's the fact that they don't need record companies anymore?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that these people are breaking music on social media like TikTok and takes off, and there's nothing the record companies can do about it. I love that fact that it's turned into a Wild West when you come to that. But also, I think a lot of the music, and this might be a broad overreach, but I'm going to do it because that's my style. I think most of the modern music right now is very depressing. You have a very dour generation. The guys are all singing about being dumped. That's just the way I feel.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
You guys are not going to have any idea who, but Zach, you probably know Fitz. I don't know. You might know.
I will know because I know all things.
Okay. I would say the City Girls are the musical group that I absolutely cannot stand.
Isn't that like a stripper show in Vegas?
If you watch one of their music videos, it pretty much is.
Okay. Googling City Girls.
Look up the song Twerk featuring Cardi B.
Oh, dude, you just lost me right there. Images. Oh, Yeah, they're cute. Huh. Okay, great. Good for you. Oh, those are fake.
Fitz, I don't want to make you mad, but I like certain branches of rap, but on the flip side, mumble rap is what I can't stand.
Mumble rap.
That's where it's like,
that's fair.
I don't know how to explain it, but
yeah,
they're speaking in cursive.
There's a good song like No Words. I think it's called like No Words. And it's just, there's literally no words, but he's talking.
I know for a fact nobody know what these dudes be saying. Wait, turn my reverb and my auto tune on real quick. This is what the they be doing.
You thought that would like offend me? Like I'm a mumble rap fan?
Yeah.
Well, I said I like rap, so.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I'm not opposed to rap. I just, yeah. I think there's some really talented artists out there, but a lot of untalented people have
Fitz,
found
who's it. Your favorite rapper?
Eminem.
Okay. Do you like Skittles?
I don't know. I don't know.
What about Reese's Pieces? He's my guy.
Did you say Reese's?
I did.
Oh, man. We got a problem.
Oh, we're going to have that stupid discussion. We're in America. It's Reese's. Like, get lost. Pieces.
Wagcat wants to know, what's the best live concert you've ever been to?
I've never been to a concert.
That's just so
legitimate.
Weird. Who would you like to see in concert?
Tiny Tempa is my guy.
Tiny Tim?
Not Tiny Tim. Tiny Tempa would be my first pick. He's like a British rapper.
Written in the Stars?
Yep. You got it.
You know what kind of rap I like? This is weird. I like, how do you describe it? Like Caribbean rap.
Life are the greatest gift given to humanity. Surround yourself with a lot of positive energy. You can't buy it even if you have a whole heap of money. And that's why we spread love in the community. You could be a small man or a celebrity. You could live uptown or the inner city. We need a world full of peace and serenity. Sing, come sing out for everybody.
Like
reggae?
Reggae island rap.
You would like Drake.
Drake? Really?
What?
He has some songs, so look up One Dance.
I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time for I go, higher powers taking hold on me.
If you heard that song, it kind of has like an islandy vibe.
I personally think that Cole is stretching and reaching right now.
Are you talking like boom, da, boom, da, boom, those ones?
Yeah, it's like a dance hall beat.
But that's not Drake.
I'll put something
yes,
in.
He has some songs.
Okay.
Passion fruit.
Passion fruit spray? Fruit spray?
What?
Sure.
Best concert I've ever seen, and maybe it was because I was with the right people in the right mindset at the right time, but I saw Lynyrd Skynyrd for the fourth time or something in Sprint Center at the time a few years ago, and they were absolutely incredible. It was absolutely incredible. And they've announced now they're not breaking up, so I don't know how that works. So, but they're... Because they had to have two original members, and they technically had that, but they're aging out. The one survivor of the plane crash needs to retire, so maybe they got permission from the family to continue as they are.
I will say the best concert I've been to was a flyover concert. They have those every single year at the Providence Amphitheater in Bonner Springs, and it's just like a bunch of rappers that come in and perform, and It was like... You guys know who this is. It was like 21 Savage and Kodak Black and Cardi B. I'm trying to think who else.
Pretty good lineup.
It was a really good lineup.
I actually know all three of those people, so there you go.
You know who 21 Savage is?
Yeah, I've heard of them. I couldn't pick them out of a... If you put 10 people up on my screen right now, I couldn't pick out 21... Unless they had 21 Savage tattooed on their face.
Well, he has something tattooed on his face.
Well, of course.
It's a knife.
Wow. Okay. That's classy.
I might get murdered for my answer here.
Okay, here we go.
My favorite concert was Rick Ross at KU's spring game a few years back.
Did you actually go to that?
Uh-huh.
Was it good?
I mean, I'm a huge Rick Ross fan, so yeah, I enjoyed it, but...
Oh, well, I have that sound effect, so there we go. Yeah. did you sign with Les Miles?
No.
That's probably a missed opportunity on your part.
K-State is missing out. They got Snoop Dogg and Rick Ross to come on campus at Kansas.
Yeah.
And we got T-Pain.
When was that?
T-Pain was like two years ago.
Huh. He performed at Bramlage.
Man, I should have gone to that. I'd go see T-Pain.
Weren't the tickets like free too?
Yeah, I went to Flyover instead of that. So.
Was it the same time?
Was it a union?
Same day.
Concert? It was in Bramlage, right?
Union Program Council or whatever. Okay. Yeah.
UPC, yeah.
Okay. I've seen comedians. Does that count as a concert?
Did you go to Kim Jong?
No, I went to Aziz Ansari when he was here, Seth Meyers. I've seen John Mulaney.
God, you saw John Mulaney.
Kevin Hart came here, right?
I don't remember that.
Kevin Hart came here. I didn't see that.
Saw John Mulaney. I don't know. I can't do it.
I don't know if Kevin Hart would be worth the money because I just think this show would be kind of short.
Yeah.
That's it for the podcast.
I've seen some Broadway. Does Broadway count? I've seen, live music there.
But hey, bringing this full circle, the only Broadway show I've seen is Spamalot, which is a Monty Python spinoff.
Really?
Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And it was so damn funny. It was incredible.
You've only seen one Broadway?
Yeah. I've only been to New York once.
Oh.
And we only had one night to go do that. We were in there covering when K-State played Notre Dame in Madison Square Garden.
Are you telling me I'm more cultured than you?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm saying.
For the last question of the podcast from Wagcat once again, obscure musician we should know, but don't yet. I need recommendations.
I'm not going to say this is obscure because she's very popular right now, but she's up and coming. She's going to be a mainstay. It's Olivia Rodrigo.
Mm.
She's got some bangers. Very whiny and negative, kind of like what you're talking about with as far as
driving by his house. Is that her?
Yeah. Driver's License was a terrible song.
It's a horrible song.
You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
But I think that her label kind of did it on purpose because it was so bad and annoying that it got people talking and it got so overplayed. You know, she releases some different songs and you're like, hey, this is good compared to what was there. But Good For You might be the best song on the radio right now. I'm not kidding. It is a certified banger. Good For You.
It's the number one on her Apple Music page.
Oh, you're one of those.
I don't understand what that insult was. What?
Riley gets it. I know he's listening.
Oh, okay. Spotify?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is Apple Music versus Spotify. Actually,
Spotify is for people who have Androids. I will die on that.
It's not. Spotify is the better service.
No, it's not.
It's like Google Maps. It's better than Apple Maps.
Oh, my God.
Where does Amazon Music fit in?
That's for people that are over 50.
No, it's for people that are like, hey, my Amazon Prime account gives me so much stuff. Wow, it's got movies that I can watch for free and shows that I can watch, like Man in the High Castle. That looks kind of neat. And then what else does Fitz like?
I feel targeted. I use Amazon Music because I have a lady that lives inside little devices all over my house, and she'll play the music whenever I want. Although she'll do that with Spotify, but I just have everything programmed into Amazon.
As far as the musician goes, now, I don't know if there's anybody listening that listens to the same genre of music that I do, but I will say that there is an artist by the name of Polo G, and there's a song on his latest album. It's called Bloody Canvas. It's the very last song on the album, and if you want a very sad story of like what the inner city Chicago is like, listen to that song.
Prayers made him hit his knees. He was born Cabrini Era back in 99 on Chicago North Side, where the news reporting live. He can't help but rep his hood. Damn, they're born on his block, and his parents had him young. They ain't really have a lot. Then his daddy game banging. One day he might take his spot. 5 years old, and he taught him how to aim a Glock. What's the song he's got on the radio right now? There's one that's popular. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, it's not a bad song.
Gils, getting music recommendations for my friend Wags?
I'm Mr. Wag. I'm pretty mainstream, so I think everybody that I know, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to just say country artists that he knows. I mean,
Kane Brown?
Oh, God.
Florida Georgia Line?
Actually, you know,
Kane Brown's not that
bad. Kane's trying to come back. He's doing more country stuff.
Oh, well, that's where he loses me.
Yeah. He's trying. He's trying. Like whenever Luke Bryan throws in an actual country theme song instead of just about drinking. The wife and I were just discussing, hey, post-pandemic, when we get back to going to concerts, which we love to do, should we pick out someone new to go to? Like, we've gone to Buble a lot, and I went to, you know, a couple Pink concerts. We decided Brothers Osborne, which is one of her favorites, will be one. And I love John Party. But there's a young guy who I was supposed to see 2 years ago down at Council Grove, but it got rained out. Parker McCollum, who's broken through on the country.
He was just here. And I ride like a thief on the run,
and I'd hide from the things that I've done, and I'd fly like the wind to the sunset, just like a cowboy should do, just like a cowboy should do. Mm-hmm. Was he just here?
Yeah, like 3 days ago. Yeah.
Was it that? We missed that concert. We meant to go, but yeah.
Where was he at? The Hat?
The Hat put it on at Britt's Farm, right?
Yeah, Britt's, yeah.
Oh, that was what was going on out there.
Oh, wow. I thought it was later in the summer. I totally missed it.
To wrap things up, I will say we had a question. I asked Ryan, who was a famous person that was at the Alamo. And I never answered the question.
No.
This said person, I'm going to ask you guys, has a university named after him in Southern Texas.
No, he wasn't there.
Who is this person?
Hold on. University named after him.
Which one is it?
Yeah.
Which one? Which university is it?
There is a certain basketball coach that is associated with this university that was at said university.
Rhymes with Lad Flunderhood.
What?
No, it doesn't. Oh, yeah, it does.
Cole. Wow, they named Oklahoma State after the Alamo.
The most famous names to die at the Alamo were James Bowie, the Bowie knife, William B. Travis, and Davy Crockett.
The original answer was going to be Davy Crockett, but somebody who was associated with the Alamo.
Well, that's Sam Houston.
Nope.
But he wasn't at the Alamo. He wouldn't send troops to the Alamo.
It was Sir Stephen.
Stephen F. Austin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he really? Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going on here.
We didn't remember the Alamo, clearly. We forgot.
There's Samuel Houston.
I don't think he was there, man. I think you're lying.
I want to say he was the one that brought the Texans to the Alamo from where they were at in Mexico, if I remember right.
Stephen F. Austin only shows up once in the Wikipedia article, and it's because he's on a stamp featured with Sam Houston.
No.
Sam Houston shows up in the article.
Oh, yeah, no, he was there. In the wake of the Battle of Gonzales, which opened the Texan Revolution, a Texan force under Stephen F. Austin encircled the Mexican garrison in the town of San Antonio de Besar. On December 11th, 1835, after an eight-week siege, Austin's men were able to compel General Martin Perfecto de Cos to surrender. That was the Battle of the Alamo in 1863. So it was more of like right before, but he was involved in said...
I'm so confused right now.
Alamo Ballot.
He did not win the Alamo. I know that.
No, he did not, but he was there.
There's no we.
We. Texas. Us.
We are Texas?
Texas.
We are Texas. We're in the Big 12.
We own Texas.
We are their bitch. If Texas goes to war again, the rest of the Big 12 has to go. That's why Missouri left. Nebraska doesn't want to fight. Nebraska's scared of everyone. That's why they left. Texas, we got your back, man. We got your back. That's it for the podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Power Cat Podcast. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Power Cat Podcast. All rights reserved. GoPowerCat.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.